Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we are going to take a deep dive into the day of birth number, or the birthday number. This is very different than the life path energy. Maybe you're born with it. Yes, you are. So with the day of birth energy, where the life path number is what we aspire to achieve in this lifetime, it's the life path is the lessons, the challenges, the experiences that we have to help us to master that energy in this lifetime, right? So we're not guaranteed that we'll step into it. More than likely we will, but sometimes it can be later in life, right? When you're looking at a numerology report, the life path number is the big one. It's the one, again, that we're working and striving to step into and master in this lifetime. And every energy beneath that, or that, like, you know, that shows up in your chart, is helping you to step into that life path number. So they all work in harmony to assist each person to step into the life path, right? So you can kind of, if you're looking at, if you're trying to relate it to, say, astrology, the life path would be similar to the North Node, in a sense. The day of birth energy, right, the day that we were born, that number, the birthday number, this is very different. This is a gift from ourselves to ourselves. It is the energy that we have mastered in previous lifetimes, and we're bringing it to this planet, this go-around, to assist us in stepping into the life path and to share our gifts in this lifetime. So the day of birth energy, the birthday energy, that is the number, that is the vibration that we've already mastered. We have already become the expert at. And so we have it in our toolkit to assist us in this lifetime, to continue to master the life path energy and to, again, share our gifts and that wisdom in this lifetime. So it's incredibly beautiful, beautiful energy. And you can think about the day of birth energy as similar to the South Node in astrology. Now, the vibration might be different, right? The energies that you're working with may be different, but it's that same idea. So whereas the life path is like the North Node, the energy we're moving to step into and we're meant to step into in this lifetime, the day of birth energy, or quote unquote the South Node, assists us in that process. And it's the thing we've already mastered. It's a beautiful beneficiary to assist us in our day-to-day life, in our sharing of our gifts, and in stepping into the life path energy. So it's incredibly important. It's an incredibly important vibration. It's something that we will often use or tap into sort of subconsciously because it's so innate. It's something, again, we've come here as the master of this energy. And so, it just comes very naturally without having to think too much about it. We don't always hit the mark with it, so to speak, but it's like riding a bike. So it's easy to tap into this energy of the birthday, that number. So when we move against this sort of innate wisdom, then things sort of feel really off because we're moving against ourselves, our inner knowing. And so again, it's just that sort of like that deep inner feeling. It's such a core makeup of who we are, because again, we're bringing it with us to share, to assist on the journey of not only, again, stepping into the life path, but in how we share our gifts with others and the world. So incredibly, incredibly powerful, beautiful energy. And I think that sometimes it gets overlooked, but it's such an incredibly powerful, useful energy to tap into. And it's interesting because when we recognize this about ourselves, that, oh, okay, I'm the master of this energy, I've done this before, when we sort of recognize that about ourselves, we can tie it back to experiences and see, oh gosh, yeah, okay, like that makes sense. Like I was sort of a pro at whatever this was. Or, you know, it just kind of came very naturally. So a lot of it ties back to the birthday number. I'm going to leave the calculation down below, but it's very simple. Basically, just take your birthday, the day that you were born, and reduce it down to a single digit. Now, unless it's master energy, so 11, 22, 33, those do not reduce down. I mean, they do. You're still working with the core vibration. So say if you're an 11, you're still working with a core vibration of the two. You've still mastered the 11 and the two energy. But unless it's a master level energy, 11, 22, 33, it will reduce down to the single digit. I'm not going to get too much into the mechanics of the birthday energy. I would suggest having a reading, a personal reading, and I would suggest having a recorded reading so I can dive more deeply into it, or a coaching session. But there is significance, and this is all I'm going to say about this, and then we're going to get into each birthday energy and what that means. But what I do want to just mention is that there is significance to the influencing energy to the root number, if that makes sense, right? So let's say that your birthday is the 23rd. So your birthday or your day of birth energy that you've mastered would be 5. However, there is significance to that 2 and the 3 from the 23. Right? And that does play a part. So that's why I say it's important to kind of have a reading if you want to dive even deeper into this. The 5 is the core energy that you've really mastered, but that 2 and that 3, again, if you're born on, say, on the 23rd, that 2 and that 3 is significant. So just kind of keep that in mind. And the way that you can kind of look at it, if you want to dive a little bit deeper yourself without having a reading, is, again, let's say that your birthday is the 23rd. You know that your day of birth energy is a 5, but you also know that you've got some mastery when it comes to that 2 and that 3, right? Because those are influencing energies. So you could listen to this part of the podcast that has to do with the 2 and the 3 to gain a better understanding of sort of how those influencing energies influence that 5 energy. I don't want to make it too complicated, and I hope I haven't done that by going into this, but I just want to make it clear that those influencing energies are significant and they will play a role. But what we're going to focus on today is going to be the core energy, unless, of course, you're an 11, 2, 22, 4, or 33.6 for your birthday. Then I will cover that in this episode as well. Okay, so let's go ahead. What I want to do is go through each birthday energy and kind of let you know what you came here with, what those skills are, what your mastery is that you can tap into anytime you want to. And like I said, it's not something necessarily that we're hyper aware of. It's just more like I said, like riding a bike. It just comes very naturally for us. And I would bet, again, if you look back over your life, there's threads of this. There's strong influences of this throughout your decisions, throughout, you know, how you show up to different experiences in your life where you can see, oh yeah, that just came so naturally. Oftentimes we can tie that back to our birthday. All right, so let's go ahead and break it down for each one. And like I said, if you have influencing energy, so, you know, anytime from, I would say, you know, like the 11th onwards, if you have those influencing energies, then definitely have a listen to the other energies that make up those influencing energies so you can get an idea of what else you might be already gifted with, right? Which you've already sort of mastered. So now if you have, it's actually somewhat rare to see someone who has their birthday energy the same as their life path. That's a whole other sort of bag of worms, can of worms. So I'm not going to go into that specifically in this episode. Again, I would recommend a reading. But for the purposes of this, let's take a look at the birthday and see what you came here with. Okay, so if you were born with a day of birth energy of one, then you are just naturally someone who tends to be more individualistic. You might feel a little bit different from others, like you don't necessarily fit in, but you kind of have this knowing like you're not meant to. There's also this energy of like being very naturally self-aware, like very confident in what you want, what you need, not being afraid of going after it. That can, of course, sometimes rub people the wrong way, but there's almost like this sense that that's okay, that you're not here to necessarily please others. It's more about standing in your own truth. And again, just very naturally self-aware. People with one birthday energy are natural born leaders. Like they sort of almost naturally gravitate towards leadership roles, taking charge of situations, but in a really healthy way. It's almost like they have this knack for this. Like you just are very cognizant of how to lead alongside of others. These people are just naturally the visionaries. They have these big, bold ideas and they just want to get started on them. They just want to go after them. They don't necessarily lack that confidence when it comes to risk taking or whatever is needed for them to accomplish whatever it is they set their mind to. These people typically don't struggle with a lot of self-doubt. It's more about, again, very self-aware, very self-driven. These are the risk takers and the self-starters. Again, these people are going to make great managers. So again, if you're somebody with a birthday energy of one, you already know, even if you don't like consciously feel it, you already know how to step into a leadership role. And you're the type of person, because again, you've mastered this in lifetimes before, you're the type of person that most people would want to work for or work with, because the way that you lead is in a way that holds integrity and dignity, right? So it's incredibly beautiful energy. This is somebody who is born with one birthday energy would be somebody that, again, would just be a natural born leader. And again, gravitates towards those more like independent thinking situations where they can work more independently, but know how to collaborate and work with others and share ideas. Incredibly beautiful energy. They're not someone who's necessarily afraid of the spotlight if that spotlight assists them in achieving whatever it is they're trying to achieve. So these are the people who sort of have this inner fire of, again, like sort of thinking outside the box and creating resources or solutions that haven't been created before. So incredibly, very confident, beautiful energy. Again, this can sort of sometimes rub people the wrong way, but if you have a birthday energy of one, you know, you're human, so of course that might bother you a little bit, but you have like this inner fire, and that inner fire is very hard to put out. So if people get their feathers ruffled because of your confidence or because of your leadership capabilities, you sort of understand that that's more their issue than yours. So incredibly beautiful energy for a one birthday energy. If you were born with a birthday energy of two, you are just naturally gifted with being the peacekeeper, with being the sort of the open-minded individual who is great at conflict resolution and who's great at finding balance within sometimes more difficult situations. People are probably drawn to you, like naturally gravitate towards you because they feel very comfortable in your presence. Two energy is that of the peacekeeper. So again, it's like you are naturally very good at, or you've mastered in previous lifetimes and brought that gift with you, of being a great observer, of not getting too emotionally involved in what's going on, so that you can observe and come up with solutions that sort of accommodate or work with all sides of a situation. This is incredibly beautiful energy. Someone who has two birthday energy make great counselors. They even would make great politicians, although they often tend to be highly sensitive and very intuitive. So a lot of times people with strong two energy with this vibration as a birthday aren't always drawn to the political arena because of a lot of the stuff that goes on in that arena. And so kind of goes against their own values sometimes. And so though they would make great politicians, they're not always drawn to that arena. But yeah, if you have two energy as your birthday energy, you're just sort of naturally gifted with being open-minded and just open to, again, being the observer, seeing the situation for what it is without feeling like you have to take sides, without feeling like you have to declare someone right and someone wrong. You're looking to bring people together, to build bridges. And you can read a room. People with two birthday energy can typically read a room like nobody's business. You can walk in and you can feel the vibe. And that highly sensitive, like sort of hypersensory ability allows you to get a good read of what you're working with, right? Again, being that observer and taking in what's going on around you. So this is incredibly beautiful, beautiful energy to work with, to have already mastered, right? When you come to this planet, to be able to share this. So again, you would be somebody who would do great in one-on-one counseling or therapy or coaching or group, you know, if that's something that you're drawn to as well. Two energy sometimes likes to work behind the scenes. So, you know, you just have to see what works for you. But it's that very, again, like very tuned in energy. So very intuitive, highly sensitive to the energies. And someone with two birthday energy has mastered their emotions in a sense in previous lifetimes. So it's almost like, you know, we're emotive beings, so it's something we all sort of have to work towards. But somebody with a birthday energy of two would be almost more naturally inclined to have a good, healthy relationship with their emotions, right? Like being more in control of their emotions than their emotions being in control of them. So you may have been told, oh, you're like an old soul sort of growing up, because it's like you're very aware and very able to, again, not get so emotionally involved that it detracts from your ability to see the situation clearly. So very, very, again, like old soul, very wise energy that's in there that you can tap into. So beautiful energy as a two birthday. Individuals with a birthday of three. These are the people who are just naturally gifted at communication, at the written word, the spoken word, someone who can capture someone's imagination very easily, someone who can get the attention of a room and hold that attention because, again, of their words, of how they speak, of how they write, of how they present themselves. These are the creatives. These are people who are just oftentimes naturally gifted at artwork, right? Or playing a musical instrument, or, you know, listening to a song being played and then being able to just play it on the piano or something like that. Just very naturally gifted when it comes to heartfelt self-expression in a creative way. These people are very often very tapped into their inner child. These are like the adults who never lose that childlike innocence type thing. They're always sort of tapped into that very optimistic, sort of idyllic or idealistic energy. So it's incredibly, incredibly beautiful, beautiful energy when it comes again to that, how they express themselves. So people with a birthday of three, like I said, are very naturally gifted when it comes to the arts, anything to do with the arts or anything to do again with like how they communicate, how they, the storytellers, right? How they tell a story, how they get their imagination across. It's incredibly beautiful. It's very light spirited. Again, these are people who, similar to five energy, these are people who in the face of adversity tend to, or are capable of staying very optimistic, seeing the silver lining, not getting too down or staying down for too long, because they're, again, it's a big, fast-moving energy. It's very creative energy. As long as they're moving their life force energy through them, this can be a very, very powerful, powerfully creative energy. These are often very social individuals, not always. Again, you know, it depends. All this depends on what else is in your chart. But with a birthday of three, you've sort of mastered that social energy to where, again, it's like you can work a room in a beautiful way, right? You can bring people together. You're able to sort of be that social butterfly and, you know, spark conversations and introduce people to people. You might be a bit of a matchmaker type thing in a healthy way. But these are people who may not love to collaborate, but are, who are very, very good at it. Like very naturally gifted at networking, that sort of thing. And again, bringing people together, meeting people who can help them or who they can help. It's a very, again, social energy. And they often, again, will thrive when they are expressing themselves creatively. So incredibly light-hearted, spirited, communicative energy if you have a birthday of three. Beautiful, beautiful energy. Beautiful. If you have a birthday energy of four, you are someone who is very capable and very naturally gifted at starting something and feeling compelled or feeling very driven to follow through with it, no matter how long it takes, as long as there's still, again, like the inspiration and the passion behind whatever that is. But you're very reliable in that way, very naturally reliable. You are naturally gifted at being a teacher, very capable of sharing ideas in a way that are easy to understand and easy to replicate. So again, people who have a four energy as their day of birth make fantastic teachers, sharing their experiences or their wisdom or their knowledge with others to assist others on their journey. People with this energy are very capable of building a legacy in this lifetime. They've done it before and mastered it in previous lifetimes. So if that's something that they feel drawn to, they're very capable of doing that, again, because of their resilience and their ability to see things through to completion. There's this level of again, like innate patience with these individuals. Now, again, we don't always hit the mark, right? And we're human. So if you're like, oh, I lose my patience, we all do, right? But with four energy as your birthday energy, people probably see you as somebody who's very patient, who's very, who knows that great things take time, right? And effort. So very patient, very like builder energy that you know that if you're building something that's meant to be sustainable or that's meant to be built with integrity, it's going to take time and it takes the follow through and not giving up too easily. So these are, again, are like very wise, old soul type of energy, type of people, where again, it's just like the patience of a saint, I guess, if you've ever heard that saying. This would apply to people who have a birthday energy of four, the patience of a saint. Now, again, this is a general reading, but typically that's how this would come across and people probably see you that way. This is also people who have this energy also tend to have a deep connection to the earth and to animals, to non-human animals, and a strong connection to them. So these are like the people who would be great, like animal communicators, veterinarians, or anything along those lines, right? So the people who work towards helping those without a voice type thing. This is a very beautiful energy for that, because the four is also incredibly intuitive. It's incredibly intuitive. The heart chakra is the fourth chakra. So these are people who have mastered building something physical and practical from the heart center, following their heart type thing. And so again, a very intuitive energy. These people are typically meant to be great teachers or mentors in this lifetime, following their heart type thing. So when somebody with a four birthday energy is building something that feels close to their heart, or they have that sort of inspiration from their heart center, it is bound to be successful. It is bound to be successful because they have the fortitude, they have the perseverance and the persistence and the patience to see it through to completion. And it's something that lights them up. So that's incredibly, incredibly beautiful. But yeah, four as a birthday energy is such beautiful energy to work with. So incredibly beautiful. If you are someone who has a birthday energy of five, I'm right there with you. I also have five energy as my birthday. These are people who don't necessarily like to stay put. They're not people who necessarily like to stay in one place very long. I don't want to say we like change, but we are just innately very much adaptable. We can adapt very easily. We are often very good in a crisis situation, not always when it's our own crisis, but if somebody is going through some kind of a crisis, people with a five birthday energy are great in those situations. They're great at holding space of, you know, observing the situation, seeing what's needed, making it happen so that other person can deal with whatever it is that they're dealing with that assistance. Five energy tends to be the travelers, like the adventurers, the adventure seekers, right? The risk takers. Again, the people who start to get itchy feet if they're in a place too long, or if things start to get too mundane. Now, obviously, there are times when things need to be routine and mundane, and so sometimes that can trip us up a little bit. But people who have sort of mastered this energy are also very good at like finding the balance, like moderation. So though, yes, we may dip our feet into some extremes, we're very good at coming back to center when it comes to this energy. So that's incredibly beautiful as well, that we're aware of the need for moderation. Now, whether we always follow that, our own advice when it comes to that, is another story. But innately, we've already mastered the understanding and the awareness when it comes to the need for moderation. And so we're more inclined to come back to center. People with a five birthday are very good. Again, we're very adaptable. So just naturally adaptable. We might not always like the change that's occurring, right? But we are very quick to be able to adapt to it. Like, okay, this is what we're dealing with. Let's deal with it. Let's work with it. Let's make it happen type thing. So flowing, going with the flow, working with change is something that people with five birthday energy are very, very good at. We've mastered that. These are also people who tend to be very optimistic, very idealistic, very sort of like inner child connected. So very similar to the three in that sense. So again, these are the people who can be facing a crisis, facing adversity, facing some major challenges, and they will maintain that optimism. They will maintain that hope for the most part, right? We're still human. But we've sort of mastered how to do that. We understand that it's the optimism that gets us through those challenges and out the other side, right? Without being so overly idealistic that, you know, we're losing the sense of realism, right? Again, that moderation. But again, the adaptability is key with this energy. It's also a very like forward-thinking energy, sort of unconventional. So it sort of reminds me of being very similar to like Aquarius energy in astrology. Is the people who can kind of naturally think outside the box, again, sort of think in a forward way. They don't always have to agree with it, and it doesn't always have to feel comfortable, but it's almost like this innate sort of natural gift of, again, just sort of being able to think unconventionally and think outside the box. There's definitely this sort of innocence to the five energy, where again, they want to experience life with all of their senses. They've done that in previous lifetimes, and so we've gotten a taste of what that feels like, and that the joy and the gratitude that brings. So there's sort of this sense of innocence with the five energy, again, that ties back into that optimism and that idealistic nature. But fives also tend to make great storytellers as well, right? It's almost like we're able to sort of tap into previous lifetimes and those adventures and sort of use our imagination to share those stories, which is incredibly beautiful. So, but I would say the key aspects of that five birthday energy are the adaptability, the ability to think unconventionally or live unconventionally. That's a big one as well, that people don't always understand. And sometimes we don't understand it, but, we seem to move with it. We seem to flow with it pretty easily, which also leads to sort of natural open-mindedness when it comes to other people and other people's lifestyles and that sort of thing. It's not a very judgmental energy. So incredibly beautiful birthday energy to work with. Again, this is what you've already mastered. So you can tap into this at any time. People who have a birthday energy of six, you all are naturally gifted when it comes to nurturing others, nurturing yourself. You are someone who people probably feel very drawn to, who feel like they can come to you with their problems, that you probably create a space energetically and physically, potentially, that feels very inviting, that feels very non-judgmental, that feels very safe. It's a beautiful energy. It's just, again, a vibration that you would give off having mastered this energy. But again, it's like you just naturally know how to care for others and care for yourself as well. You're the beautifier. So you bring this beautiful energy to the places that you visit, right? So it doesn't mean necessarily that aesthetically you're beautifying a situation, but it's like you bring this energy that like uplifts others, or you're able to uplift others. Or again, if I would just think about like somebody who might be like a motivational speaker or a counselor or something like that, where you're able to address the situation, whatever's going on, but you're able to also bring in sort of that nurturing energy to help uplift others in some way. It's a like a very, just a natural gift for people feeling safe in your presence, which is incredibly beautiful. Now, again, of course, you know, you've got other energies that you're working with throughout your chart, so there might be other things that you're moving through. But this is just something, again, that you've mastered, that's ingrained in your DNA, so to speak. So again, don't be surprised if people just seem drawn to you, or you seem drawn to people who may need nurturing, and you're able to sort of sense that, because there's also this strong sensitivity with six energy. It's almost sort of like Cancerian energy, I would sort of equate it to. I would definitely equate it to when it comes to astrology. So it's that very like, again, very sensitive, very like nurturing energy. It's a very loving energy. So it's very, again, it's like, it's almost like the person who is very concerned about or very aware of how other people are experiencing things. So let's say that you threw a party and you had people show up. You would be the type of person who just naturally is more inclined to make sure that everybody's having a good time, or, you know, to have those conversations, to check in with people, to see what's going on. Now, of course, that can be taken to an extreme, but that's just sort of like innately who you are. You just want to make sure that everybody else is doing good, that everybody's having a good time. And of course, you know, something that you would maybe need to learn in this lifetime or remember in this lifetime would, of course, be to set those healthy boundaries, because it would be very easy for someone who's mastered six energy in this lifetime to, or, you know, in a previous lifetime who brought it to this lifetime, to have some problems with boundaries. So you just need to make sure that, or not problems, but you just need to figure that out and what that looks like for you, so that you're not extending yourself to the point where you're depleting yourself. But it's an incredibly beautiful energy when it comes to, again, nurturing, being a caregiver, bringing beauty and uplifting energy to a space, being a good listener, that sort of thing. So again, this would be, and bringing people together, that's a beautiful energy of this as well. So someone who has a sixth birthday would be great at, you know, like helping to mend situations or help people to see all sides of a situation so that their common ground can be found. It's like beautiful sort of conflict resolution when it comes to matters of the heart, how we relate, that sort of thing. It's an incredibly beautiful, loving energy. And you've mastered that in previous lifetimes and you're here with it now. So again, you can, and it goes back to choice, but you can choose to infuse love into any situation, no matter how challenging. And you're very naturally gifted at being able to do that. So incredibly beautiful energy that you're working with. Those who have a seven birthday energy, you all are sort of naturally gifted at being highly analytical while also immensely creative and intuitive. This is an energy where you've mastered in a previous lifetime the need and the understanding of why it's necessary to trust others, trust yourself, and trust the universe. It's a very trusting energy. So again, if there's a situations that occur in this lifetime that require your trust, you might be like, I'm not very trusting. It's innately within you to be very trusting and to understand the importance of that. And so somebody who has a birthday of seven is more likely to get to that point much more quickly than somebody who doesn't have the seven energy as their birthday, if that makes sense. This is a very psychic and intuitive energy. It is the bridge between logic and the mystical, right? The more physical and the metaphysical. It's sort of like innately in you to understand the importance of both and to sort of understand sort of what you need to do to be able to bridge that, or what other people need to be able to do to bridge that. It's like you might not be able to put your finger on it about like why you know this or like why it feels so strong within you, but it's there and you can continue to tap into it until you figure out how to best work with it. Again, you are very much equipped and very capable of being that bridge between those two worlds and understanding the importance of that as well, right? Like why it's important to sort of have a connection to and relationship to the unseen, just as it's important to sort of continue to grow in knowledge and logic and physical wisdom as well. So you become that bridge, or again, it's something you've already mastered how to do this and the importance of it. These are people who it wouldn't be surprising if they chose professions either early in life or later in life where they, and again, you would want to look at your expression energy, which is different than this. So of course I recommend a reading, but because it'll tell you how you express this innate gift of your birthday energy. But it wouldn't surprise me to see somebody with a seven birthday as a mystic, as a psychic or a medium, or someone who is a Reiki practitioner, yoga practitioner, something like that. So bringing that sort of more ethereal energy and finding a physical outlet for it, that would be very possible as well. They also, somebody with this energy makes a beautiful observer and a beautiful detective, right? So it's like using the power of their sort of senses, right? Their intuitive nature, reading the energy of a room, coupled with that of like their intelligence and their ability to sort of dig deeper in a physical way, right? And a knowledgeable, logical way, they're able to bridge those two energies, which is incredibly beautiful. So again, someone with this birthday energy would make a great detective or a great police officer or, yeah. So anything like that would be incredibly beautiful. However you choose to use it is beautiful, but just to kind of give you an idea. So yeah, what else do I want to say? Anything else about seven? Seven is incredibly beautiful energy. It's very spiritual, but also very practical. And again, it's like you've mastered how to blend those two energies, which is incredibly difficult. That's something that I think a lot of humans struggle with. So for you, it's almost like, and again, it's there, you can tap into it. It's just almost like second nature. So incredibly, incredibly beautiful. So enjoy it. You have mastered the best of both worlds, which is incredibly, incredibly beautiful. If you are someone who has a birthday energy of eight, you are just innately and naturally a business-minded leader. You are somebody who probably is very capable of giving very sound advice that has a lot of integrity behind it. So again, like your actions would be, like you would feel very out of sorts, or like almost like you are your own best police officer when it comes to doing things with integrity. So it's almost like if you did something that was shady or not on the up and up, the immense amount of guilt that you would probably feel would be enough to sort of make you want to make adjustments, right? So it's almost like, again, you've got this like sort of strong integrity with whatever it is that you choose to do, which makes you great at, again, giving sound advice, or leadership, having leadership qualities where you're guiding people in a direction that is in their best interest. People with eight birthday energy make fantastic CEOs, entrepreneurs, anything to do with, like, again, like leadership, ownership of like their actions and their business and their, you know, their resources, that sort of thing. And the reason why that's so beautiful is because somebody with that energy and that sort of high level of integrity is very good at, one, becoming very successful. Now, again, that's whatever success means for you, but because it's eight energy, it's typically in the realm of like resources, money, power, that sort of thing. But what's so beautiful about somebody with an eight birthday energy reaching that level of achievement is that they're going to be the ones who are quick to circulate that, who are quick to sort of like balance things out, whether it's through philanthropy or volunteer work or sharing that abundance type thing. These are not people who would typically be okay with hoarding all that and using it all for selfish purposes. People with eight birthday energy, again, they're going to be, they've mastered this energy and this materialism, this power, this status, all of that in a previous lifetime. And they know that the greatest rewards come not in the achievement, but in the redistribution, like the circulating, right? Like the sort of cyclical nature of the abundance type thing. Like it comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out type thing. These are people who have mastered taking risks. So you might be more inclined, and you might not know why, but you might be more inclined to take risks in this lifetime and know that, you know, if that risk, quote unquote, fails, it's not a personal failure. It's simply showing you where the redirect needs to be or where the adjustment needs to be made so that you can gain success, right? There's a lot of sort of like the need for justice with this energy. It's like, again, like fairness, justice, distribution of resources, distribution of power, balancing of power, that sort of thing. You've mastered that, and you've understand from an energetic standpoint, the need for that in healthy societies, in healthy relationships, in, you know, business transactions, that sort of thing. So it's incredibly beautiful energy. Like if I was looking for like a C CFO, right? A chief financial officer for a business. And there was an 8 birthday energy that applied. I would want them on my team because, again, there's typically so much integrity behind these people. And they typically have a very strong foundation. They have a really good, or they're able to build a strong foundation, and they're able to, just really like take action from that place of integrity and would have the other person's best interest at heart. And they typically would already sort of have like this innate healthy relationship to power, status, money, that sort of thing, where they're not money hungry for selfish reasons. They might want to be successful so that they can redistribute that and share that wealth. That would not be uncommon. But people with 8 birthday energy typically are very capable of receiving generously and giving generously, which is incredibly beautiful. These are courageous leaders, courageous risk takers. And it's almost like people with 8 birthday energy might surprise themselves, like that they want to take the lead, or they want to open their own business, and they want to do this and that and the other, and they're not really quite sure where that's coming from. But it's because this is, I don't want to say like it's easy for you, but it's like you've already mastered this. You already know the ins and outs of it, right? It might look a little bit different in this lifetime, but you're already the expert at this. So you can do it. Incredibly powerful, powerful energy. Beautiful, again, because you've already got that sort of integrity like woven in type thing. You don't have to go through the experiences to teach you that. So incredibly, incredibly beautiful. 9s. Now, if you are somebody who has a birthday energy of 9, this is really incredibly beautiful energy. What I want to say first about this is this would be like spiritual mastery in a previous lifetime. What's interesting is that in this lifetime, you might be asked to ground that, like find a physical, like translate that in the physical realm type thing, right? Like you've mastered this very like spiritual connected energy. And so in this lifetime, you might find that you are being asked to ground that, to translate that in a very like 3D way. So I just want to kind of put that out there if there's any 9 birthday energies that feel that way. So this is incredibly beautiful energy. This is the humanitarian. So this is you in your previous lifetime would have mastered this energy of love in action, balanced energy, very connected to source, very connected to spirit, very, again, spiritual mastery. So this is a very forgiving energy. This is very much a very selfless energy. So this is somebody who would sort of naturally be very compassionate, very non-judgmental, very sort of connected to the more ethereal. Now, again, in this lifetime, you may struggle with being grounded and sort of in your body and figuring out how to use this gift so that it translates into this lifetime, into this physical experience. But you, again, are just very naturally gifted at being like quick to forgive, very much like old soul, very wise energy stems from this vibration. There's a lot here that comes from wisdom and love. These people would be typically very much drawn to experiences where they can share that wisdom and share that love. Again, love in action type thing. These are typically people who are very patient and very understanding. Now, again, this is, again, an overview, right? You might be sitting there saying like, well, that doesn't really resonate. But again, I would say look back over your journey and see where it is in certain situations that this sort of came naturally for you to like really feel this like divine connection to unconditional love or strong vibration of love or forgiveness, right? Like it doesn't necessarily mean, like I said, we don't always hit the mark. So it doesn't necessarily mean that like a situation happens and you're immediately forgiving because you're still human. But you are very capable of it, like very capable, more so than people who don't, who haven't mastered this energy. You can tap into this, right? You just need to figure out how it works for you in this lifetime to be able to tap into it and to utilize this mastery. This is a very intuitive, very psychic, very, again, like spiritually connected individual. This is somebody who maybe has very vivid dreams, prophetic dreams, profound dreams. Again, very compassionate, very caring. These would be people who are probably very drawn to careers and experiences where they can help inspire, help uplift, help empower others, because they've mastered this energy of the humanitarian in previous lifetimes, where again, like they were very, like this would be somebody who I would almost see in a previous lifetime might have been like a monk or a priest or a spiritual guru or a shaman or whatever, right? And master that energy so that, again, it's done in a very selfless way, not without boundaries, healthy boundaries. That word boundary is just thrown around so much, but in a very a healthy boundary, not where we're putting up walls, but where we are creating healthy, you know, so we're not depleting ourselves type thing. But somebody who has experienced mastery of this energy in a previous lifetime would understand sort of that foundation, right? Like what that looks like. But these are the people who, and in this lifetime, you would have to figure that out, right? Like how not to be over giving, how not to be like over caring and compassionate to the point of where you are sacrificing yourself type thing. So, you know, that all still holds true in this lifetime. It's just that in the previous lifetime and what you can easily pull from in this lifetime is that ability to be very forgiving in a way that's healthy for you, intuitive, that humanitarian, that love in action, that's genuine. Yeah, very beautiful, beautiful, balanced, very, again, very naturally compassionate, non-judgmental energy. Again, I feel like with people who have this as their birthday energy, in this lifetime, I would not be surprised to see sort of a lot of energy in your chart that's asking you to ground it, like to find an outlet so that you can share this wisdom, because this is this is spiritual mastery wisdom. And so it's kind of like in this lifetime, there's a reason why you're coming here in this lifetime with this strong of a gift. You're meant to share it in some way. But people with this would be very similar to, if I was looking at this would be very similar to like Piscean energy. So if you have a south node in Pisces, you would have a north node in Virgo. And this would make total sense because it's like you've mastered this very spiritual energy in a previous lifetime. You're here with it. Now you need to sort of bring it into the physical body and share it in the physical type thing. So again, you might be someone who would be a good spiritual teacher, someone who inspires others with their words, their teachings, whatever, however that translates for you. And I would say you would need to look at your expression energy in numerology to see like how you will best express this energy. But beautiful, beautiful, beautiful energy in this lifetime. So you can always tap into it, and you just have to find a way of tapping into it that feels healthy and good for you. Now, if you are somebody who has a birthday energy of 11-2, I am going to say you probably want to listen to the 2 reading as well, because that'll give you obviously greater insight, and you are definitely working with that mastery in this lifetime. But for the 11 energy, this is in previous lifetime, you have mastered that ability to inspire others, to be that inspirational leader, to be a healer just by your presence type thing, just by the vibration that you bring. This is a very, again, very much a vibration of being able to follow your inspiration, do whatever it is that you're being asked to do, that you're being inspired to do. So taking inspired action and then inspiring others simply from that action. This is a very calming presence. So if you're somebody with a birthday of 11/11/2, whether you feel like you do or not, you probably have a very calming presence about you. This is somebody who inspires others through their light and work in the world. And so again, this is something that you're naturally gifted at. Like, you can pick it up at any time that you want to. You can tap into it at any time that you want to. And again, often people with 11 energy inspire others by doing things in a new way from the heart center, right? Something that, again, that they feel inspired to do. This is like someone who has recognized that they, just like every soul, are a vessel of light and love, right? And so how can they share that? How can they share that energy? And there's usually a drive to do that, whether it's through art or motivational speaking or writing a book or having a podcast, however it is to sort of infuse their presence in others' space, not in like an influential type of way, but in a very much like the people who need your medicine type thing will find you. And it's through just your presence or your work that you would just have a natural ability to inspire others. Again, just by your own actions, just by your own presence. It's incredibly beautiful, beautiful energy. These people are usually very much tuned into their intuition, their higher consciousness, the vibe, right? They're able to sense and feel a vibe very easily. It's a very highly sensitive energy, very similar to the two. That's why I said, make sure you listen to the two. But it's very much like, it's almost like you can feel that hit of inspiration and you're not hesitant to go after it, even if you don't know why. This would be something that you would be very, again, would be very natural for you to just get the feeling, follow the feeling, see where it takes you and create from that, right? Like taking that inspired action. So incredibly beautiful. Again, you all are just naturally gifted at being the inspirational leader. So incredibly, incredibly beautiful. 22-4. Now, if you have a birthday energy of 22-4, first of all, I would highly, highly recommend listening to the reading for the four, because that is going to be, even though that you're working with this master level energy, that is going to be very important. So listen to that. For the 22-4 energy, this is something where in a previous lifetime, you have mastered and brought to this lifetime that energy of being the master builder, right? Like a solid sense of self, very stable and balanced ego with being type energy. It's almost like innate for you to be able to tap into the need for that balance so that you're not too ego dominant or too pie in the sky type thing. There's this sort of like innate balance within you. And it's almost like if you don't recognize that, it's almost like your sort of subconscious decisions will drive the boat, so to speak, like will lead you in that direction type thing. But this is an energy where it's like you're able to very naturally, I don't want to say easily, but very naturally, like translate the inner foundation into something tangible to help others. So again, it's like you've built in previous lifetimes that inner foundation, right? Like you understand the need for that. And so you're able to very, again, I don't want to say easily, but very naturally, in a very natural way, figure out how to translate that inner foundation into something tangible to help others. This is a very intuitive energy. It's an inspired teacher and mentor kind of energy. So again, it's like you're able to just be, it's almost like you're a gifted teacher or a gifted mentor. You're very naturally, you can very easily teach others, right? Not in a dominating way or a dictatorship type of way, but in a way where it's like what you have to say, you're able to present it in a way that it's able to land in a very healthy way. And also this would be obviously very similar to four energy, but would be like someone who in a past life was an advocate for those without a voice, like without, you know, who had a hard time being heard. It's like you sort of become that the speaker for them, to give them a platform type thing, to help uplift them, to empower them type thing. That's very natural. And it's almost like you could be very drawn into those situations in this lifetime. So you might be someone who works with animals or works with the underserved population of humans type thing, right? Like people who maybe face injustices, you're able to sort of recognize that where there's an injustice and work towards building a more level playing field, so to speak. There's also a tremendous amount of patience that comes with this energy as well, which of course is much needed for whatever it is that you're trying to build. But it's a very much a beautiful balance between the intuitive and the practical. So again, this is something that humans strive to, you know, to reach, and you've mastered this, and this is incredibly beautiful. So you are probably someone who, whether you recognize it or not, are very can find the balance between the intuitive and the practical, see the need for both, and are able to tap into whichever one you need to whenever you need to type thing. So it's incredibly, incredibly beautiful in that way as well. But the patience is very strong here as well. So I will say what I also said for the fours, which was basically it's kind of like, just that old soul, kind of very wise energy, who's very, very patient, very, very patient, and able to, that's what makes you such a great teacher. Again, just working with the vibration, that's what makes you such a great teacher, because you're able to understand that people learn differently. And you're able to be patient through that process. Again, this is innate for you, so you can tap into it anytime you want to. You might be thinking, I'm not a very patient person, but it's there. It's like, it's ground into your soul. You've mastered this in a previous lifetime. So I think you'll find that it's easier for you than it would be for others to find that patient. And probably people see you as very patient, whether you feel like you are or not. It's very likely that they feel like you are someone that they would want to be their mentor. So incredibly beautiful energy.